Even on a rainy day like today, the Central West End is one of St. Louis's most charming neighborhoods. You might think Greenwich Village, or San Francisco's Mission District. Outside Left Bank Books on the corner of Euclid and McPherson, Doug Rasmussen and his son are admiring a bust of one of Missouri's most successful exports.
We were sitting in that car there, and my son said, "Who'd you think it was, buddy? George Washington Carver or something?" And so he wanted to come out and see it. So we just noticed it today, actually.
George Washington Carver isn't as world-famous as this guy, but more Missourians probably know the peanut popularizer is a native son. The stern-looking, bronzed Edwardian gentleman on the corner is the poet T.S. Eliot, famous to one generation as the modernist behind The Wasteland, and to another for writing the book for the musical Cats.
I read him in college. What's his famous poem? You know, April's the cruelest month. I can't remember the name of it now, but that's the only part I've ever read is when I had to do it in college English.
But Eliot's never been well known for his St. Louis roots. Neither has the playwright Tennessee Williams, whose bust stands across Euclid Street, outside Rothschild's Antiques. But like novelists Kate Chopin and William S. Burroughs, they called St. Louis home. And a project by a dedicated neighborhood group is determined to let residents know that.
We've got these great authors who are not only from St. Louis, but have ties to the Central West End.
That's John Berglund, president of the Central West End Association. Last year, when Berglund took the position at the neighborhood group, he inherited the long-term project that put Tennessee Williams on the corner in the year 2007. It's called Writer's Corner, and its placing was never in doubt.
Really, Euclid is the spine of the neighborhood, and so certainly Euclid and McPherson is one of our prominent corners, and it seemed like just a very good spot to have it.
Berglund says each bust is designed to capture its subject's character.
And so Tennessee Williams has got a fairly casual glance. He's holding a cigarette? I think he's holding a cigarette in his hand. T.S. Eliot is fairly stern and rigid and very formal. What Jay has done with Kate, we've seen these clay models, as very, very soft.
Jay is sculptor Jay Gregory. Kate is Kate Chopin, author of the feminist classic The Awakening. Gregory is preparing the Chopin portrait to launch on the author's birthday, February 8th. She learned about the project from Vlad Zhitomirsky, who created the Eliot sculpture.
When Vlad had the unveiling for his piece, he called me and said, "Would I come to the unveiling?" And I said, "Well, sure, I'll come. It sounds like fun." And it was fun, and he said, "The next one is Kate Chopin. You should do that." I said, "Well, glad they didn't ask me to do it. Just do it. They'll like it. Just do it."
But there was a problem. Gregory could only find a handful of photos of the woman she was supposed to immortalize in bronze.
It's been frustrating working from photographs. I have one when she was about 18, another one probably early 20s. Two from her 50s and one probably from her 40s. And they all look pretty much like different people.
With not much to go on, Gregory turned to Chopin's writing.
And I started reading about her and then rereading The Awakening and some of her short stories. I also read a lot that she had never intended for publication, with very mixed feelings.
Gregory says she used her sense of Chopin's personality to fill in the details of her character. Now Chopin's face is almost complete. The next question before the unveiling is where it will go. Back on the corner, Berglund and Gregory are brainstorming spots for the bust outside an eyeglass store called the Eye Bar.
To the curb, I think.
Well, I think in this area, further to the curb, blocks access to the storefront.
Berglund says this part of the process has been tricky.
And unfortunately, the other three intersections, the buildings all have corner entries. So we've had to get a little bit creative about where T.S. Eliot is now placed and where Kate Chopin will be placed.
It seems the whole neighborhood has a vision for Writer's Corner. Berglund imagines a medallion in the middle of the street someday to make the spot official. It's been a long time coming, and Writer's Corner won't be truly complete for some time. But when it is, the Central West End's famous writers will finally come back home. Davis Donovan, KBIA News.